with a little bit of sport clay. Here we go. I liked some guy pointing out on Twitter. Me, I'm the comeback champion. Galvin's a two-time champion.
Streak Slayer.
Sorry. And Spanish is line three, please.
Yeah.
Galvin, what line will you be playing for today?
I'm going to win today for line one.
Well, good morning. Who is this? Hello?
Good morning. I'd like to hold for Sparkle.
Yes. What is your name, sir? What did your parents call you in the hospital when you traveled out of your mother's birth canal?
Billy.
All right. Hold on, Biff. What did he say?
Lily.
Lily?
I don't know.
Well, you, hold on. Spanish?
Line three, please.
Good morning. Who is this?
My name is Neil.
Hi, Neil. Please hold on. Spanish is playing for you. I will take line 15. Good morning. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Chris.
Hi, Chris. Goddamn, Chris gets through all the time. Hold on.
Chris. He does.
Carmen is the keeper of Sporkle. Joe strokes DeSanto as your backup judge.
That's right.
What's going on? When you whisper into the microphone, it still goes out over the air.
I didn't mean to say it out loud. No, Spanish makes coffee every morning for us. We have our own coffee pot, so we don't use the Keurig.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got an espresso when I went to go get your coffee, and I put his coffee in my espresso cup, and he thought I was a traitor.
I did.
He thought I got Starbucks coffee, and he was giving me evil eye.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to let him know.
So we figured out something that everybody probably knows already, but Carmen can use my app to go get Starbucks.
Cool. Yeah. All you got to do is take a picture of it.
Right.
And
well, you can actually share it. It gives you an option to share it. You can just click on it.
But so you share. I'm pretty sure you screenshotted it, though.
I did.
The way it came.
I did.
You screenshotted it. You sent it to me. I saved it, and I put it in my favorites. So now all I have to do is go to my pictures.
Right.
And it's in there.
And your favorite.
And all you do is show the people that, and it charges.
Right, because they just want the bar scan.
They just scan it, and it still goes through.
So the weird thing is, this morning I got out of my car, and I get an alert on my phone, and it says I have the option to tip the Starbucks person. I'm like, I didn't get Starbucks. What is going on? And I realized it was you.
Yeah.
So I tipped accordingly.
Nice.
I don't like places
Listen,
like that.
When Nikki, who worked here, also worked at Starbucks, told me that they could not tell who tipped what, there was no reason for me to tip anymore.
Right, yep.
Every once in a while, I have cash on me, and I just hand them cash, and I give them, like, $10, and I go, and they look at me, and I go, I never tip. Just take it. You know what I mean?
Well, my thing is, it's like, I understand if you're at a restaurant where you're sitting down, and they're walking a lot to, like, bring you a drink and go get your food and this and that. But if they're just standing there, and they're making minimum wage
Why are you not tipping McDonald's employees?
Right.
And McDonald's employees make the same wages as Starbucks employees. So, like, when you go to a restaurant, they make $3 an hour.
Yeah. Right. So, that's kind of my thing. It's like Chipotle. I don't like how Chipotle?
Okay. Like, the way you said it was like Pinocchio's father.
Well, no, Chipotle, like, they give you the option. They have that tip line when you do it. And I'm just like, you're standing right there, so you're going to see that I'm not tipping.
Also, it says, like, some of them will give you, it'll be like 10%.
10, 15, or 20.
But then they write little words like 10%, okay, and then 15, 20, a wow.
Yeah.
I want to be like, you weren't really a wow.
And you didn't do anything.
But I always click it anyway.
And you're making over minimum wage, but you get, like, almost guilted into tipping them because they're handling food.
Especially if you use your card. If you're, like, getting a, you know, a takeout thing, whatever. It's not like the whole family and they're boxing everything up. That I understand if you're going to, like, Outback or whatever, and you have five different meals and they're boxing everything. But if it's like a pizza takeout and then you use the card and it's like tip and you're like, all right.
I guess you
put it in the box.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You know who will get a big tip every time? Anybody who brings food to my car. Like if I pull up at Hungry Harry's.
Oh, sure.
If I'm at Hungry Harry's and they deliver it to my car, I'm like, well, yeah. Especially if it's raining.
But that's different. They're doing a service. They're coming to you. But you have to order it and go into them, you know what I mean? I just feel like you're just doing your job at that point.
I did go to Starbucks in Orlando and put an order in for 9 people.
I don't know what's going on over there.
She's Britney Spearsing out.
Are you looking at yourself? Are you not happy with the way you look on camera? Or what's going on? You looked up and you went like this. You went and growled at yourself.
You're like a raptor.
I've been watching a lot of Jurassic Parks lately.
Oh, she's losing her mind. All right, enough of this nonsense. Let's move on. Carmen, what are we playing today?
Today we're going to play, can you name the P bands or musicians when given famous songs of theirs?
Yes, right. We can.
Very simple. I'll give you two songs. Give me the...
Who won yesterday?
Artist or band.
Michael, damn, you right, won yesterday.
It was a huge comeback. Let's go.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. First one, Comfortably Numb.
Pink Floyd.
No way.
I would have said me all day. Yeah.
No, it was totally me.
I would have said Calvin.
Yeah, 100%. Ask him what he thinks. You're the
judge. All right, hey, we're playing. Joey, look, we're playing. Wake up. Get ready. We should let him know when we start.
At least we're fair gamers.
Yeah.
I did hear Calvin a little bit before you, but it definitely was not me.
So that was Calvin.
Thank you.
Garbage. Okay, that's Gio.
I forgot we got Gio on the God cam on the back.
Oh, yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah. Every Breath You Take.
Please.
Yes, Calvin. Roar, California Girls.
Katy Perry.
Calvin. I'll Be Missing You. Bad Boy for
Puff
Life.
Puff Daddy.
Puff Daddy. That's the remix.
That's what we call him when we're friends with.
I would have accepted any of his names.
Uh-huh. Idiot.
So this one only has one song. I don't know where the other one went. My apologies.
All right.
West End Girls.
Depeche Mode.
Pet Shop Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Pet Shop
that
Boys.
Doesn't start
Calvin's
with a B.
Too loud. He scares me. Make him calm down a little.
Just answer.
I can't do anything about that. When Doves Cry.
Prince.
Mike. Cowboys from Hell.
Pantera.
Galvin. Can't Help Falling in Love. Suspicious Minds.
Presley.
Yes, Mike. Breathe. Firestarter.
Pearl Jam.
Oh, no. Prodigy.
God damn it.
I'm your fire starter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, jeez.
It's a good song.
We're halfway there.
Great, because I have nothing. Galvin has 4. Michael, you were leading by 1 with a total of 5.
I'm leading?
You are.
Seriously, when I play this game and I'm winning, I turn into a 70s gay guy on TV.
What? You need some glasses. Charles right. Nelson Reilly.
All right, back to the game. Looking for the P bands or artists.
P?
Jeremy, Better Man. Mike. Roast Fish and Cornbread. Disco Devil.
Paisley.
What was the first one?
Roast Fish and Cornbread. Disco Devil.
I'm going to say Primus, but no.
Ooh, that was a good guess.
Yeah, because I don't know those songs from Primus, but they may be deep cuts.
They sound like Primus. Yeah.
Lee Scratch Perry.
Oh.
Lee Scratch Perry. Back on the Chain Gang. I'll Stand By You.
Pretenders.
Yes, Mike. The Great Pretender, Only You.
Pink.
Oh.
And the Great Pretender.
The Pretenders.
The Platters.
I knew it was one of those kind of things.
Yes. Excuse me. Happy Go Lucky Girl, Only a Smile. Happy Go Lucky Girl. Only a Smile.
Is it Pink?
Confidence.
Yeah.
Is that Pink?
The Paragons. Oh. Is those people's. When I Grow Up, Don't Ya.
Peas. Pink. Black Eyed Peas.
Damn it.
When I Grow Up, Don't Ya.
Don't Ya.
Yeah.
Girlfriend. When
I know what it is. Damn it.
Don't you?
Pussycat Doll.
Pussycat Doll. Oh,
damn it.
Don't ya?
Yeah. A Whiter Shade of Pale. Conquistador.
Okay, stop talking.
Procol Harum?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Galvin. We're on the last 3.
Come on, I need them all.
I am out because I have nothing. Galvin is still in second with 5. Michael, you're leading, but only by 2.
You're out?
I didn't get any because...
So you can't play the last 3?
Yeah, right? Isn't that the rule?
Yeah.
Yeah. You should leave the building.
Yeah.
Like all morning? Or...
All right. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. Gangnam Style. Daddy.
Sigh. P.S. Mother F and I. Sigh.
It's a Y.
Whoa. Yeah, it's Y.
Whatever.
Fight the Power.
Public Enemy.
It's bad.
Public Enemy.
That's right.
Galvin. And the last one. Every rose has its thorn.
Poison.
Final score.
What? Oh, you got me nervous. Like, I didn't win. I was like, you just looked at me like, what are you doing?
Sitting here.
How are you celebrating? You didn't win.
I had 0. Galvin in second with 7. Michael victorious by 1 with a total of 8.
Damn you, Cy.
Cy is PS.